Cooler weather will overspread much of the Midwest over the next 2 days as an upper-level low-pressure system spins into the region. It's likely to bring in with it some occasional showers and a couple of thunderstorms, but for the most part, light amounts of precipitation. The moisture will still delay field work across the region, and any harvesting that takes place is going to be limited to a short period of time because of the prospects for rain coming back into the area. High temperatures yesterday afternoon were mostly in the 50s in the Dakotas and Minnesota, 60s across a big part of the region, but 70s were noted from Michigan into Ohio and parts of Indiana. Now, the warmth is mostly out of the region this morning. A cool front is pushing through the easternmost parts of the region. We did see a fair amount of moisture occur across parts of the central Midwest, as we were expecting in the last 24 hours. Most of that precipitation was concentrated on Illinois, Indiana, and some immediate neighboring areas of Missouri and portions of Iowa. The rain totals actually reached over an inch in several locations in Illinois, but the majority of the rain ranged from about 2/10 to around 3/4 of an inch. So overall, the precipitation event occurred as we were expecting. The precipitation is diminishing as it moves through the easternmost parts of the region this morning, so Ohio and parts of Michigan will not see nearly the amount of rain that fell in Illinois and parts of Indiana. The upper-level low-pressure system that is associated with yesterday's rainfall is going to be settling into the heart of the Midwest as we go forward into the next 2 to 2.5 days. That means showers will be returning to many areas, coming from Iowa and Minnesota and the eastern Dakotas initially here during the morning, into the heart of the Midwest as we go through the night tonight and into the day tomorrow. And then we'll see the precipitation end from southwest to northeast across the Midwest as we go on into Saturday. The precipitation totals with this particular part of the storm system are going to be lighter, but it doesn't really take much moisture to delay soybean harvesting, since any moisture will prevent field work from taking place in most cases. In the case of corn, of course, a lot of the crop is already out of the fields, but there will be some delay there too. Farmers would prefer not to be working in the rain. We will expect to see the storm system that I mentioned here for this next 2 or 3 days to pull out of the region and give us some drier air coming into the region as we get into Sunday and Monday. But there is a cool front that will likely develop across the western Corn Belt during the night, Sunday night, and on Monday, and it will begin to spread more moisture into the heart of the Midwest at that point in time. Showers will be erratic and light initially, but on Monday we'll see scattered showers over a larger portion of the Midwest, including areas from Missouri to Michigan and over to Ohio. Frontal system will likely settle to the south and become somewhat stationary during midweek next week, so there will be a continuing chance of showers. Now, this isn't like a lot of the frontal systems we have had stationary across the region in the past. It's not going to produce just constant rainfall, just scattering of showers. So some areas will dry out sufficiently to support field work, others will not. The next big event that occurs across North America will be a very strong cold surge coming southward through western Canada, and that will likely set the stage for much warmer weather in the eastern Midwest and perhaps a couple or at least a few days of dry conditions as well. Harvest conditions will likely improve across the heart of the Midwest. This will be in the latter part of next week and early in that following weekend until the cold air arrives. The cold air will arrive in the Midwest probably in the last days of this month, especially in the second weekend of the two-week outlook and out towards the 31st of the month. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.